This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo now blames Iran for Thursday's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast. One of the tankers was set on fire and set up a smoke thick and black enough to be seen by satellites in space. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, the secretary noted that Iran was behind other recent similar attacks on shipping and that no proxy group in the region has the resources and ability to attack a tanker with such a high degree of sophistication.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had consulted with Pompeo, and while the UK would make its own assessment of the situation, if Iran is responsible, it would be deeply unwise escalations of tensions. Iran's mission to the UN said it categorically rejects the U.S. claim and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. There is a tentative plan between the Trump administration and Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the United States. In a 7-page draft obtained by VOA, the unsigned agreement would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. The draft is set to be presented to the government in Guatemala City this week. Migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras will be required to seek asylum in Guatemala, a gateway to Mexico and the United States. With few exceptions, those who continue north to the United States without testing their chances in Guatemala would be sent back there by U.S. immigration authorities. This is VOA News. President Trump is facing criticism.